It would be easy to look at the performance in the gold market and think broader commodities prices are surging, but that has not been the case. The strength in the gold market to fresh record highs is more indicative of a global economy in worry. Pro-cyclical commodities like copper and oil have taken a big hit, and these are the ones that like to trade up in a healthy economy. So on balance, the messages we're getting from the record prints in the yellow metal are indeed distressing. At the same time, not distressing enough to dissuade U.S. equity market investors fully aware of why gold is trading higher and feeling good about the fact that things are perfectly bad enough to justify further investor-friendly accommodative monetary policy from the Fed, but not bad enough to truly threaten the macro picture. Of course, this is a bet that's been making for quite some time, and a bet that could very well be proven wrong. For the time being, however, it continues to be a Goldilocks-type economy. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from some New Zealand inflation data early on. Then we get UK inflation, Eurozone inflation, Canada foreign securities purchases, US building permits, housing starts, industrial production, and the Fed Beige Book late in the day. That's all for now.